Hey, welcome to Pivot, Lesson 4, Truth Tell. Telling the truth is mostly, well, always to yourself. It may manifest as untruths or lies or half-truths or omissions to those around us, but mostly the lack of truth is just a form of denial. And denial is one of the early stages of grief, interestingly enough. And it's also a very effective strategy of the ego. I'll talk more about this in a later lesson. All you need to know now is how to recognize the truth and also the ways you choose not to see or to disguise it as something else. Because I'm a word nerd, I looked up truth, and other words like truth in the thesaurus include authenticity, certainty, genuineness, gospel, perfection. Which word or words resonate the most with you? So when you get present, when you really be here, when you drop in, and when you practice reflection with plenty of self-compassion, truth-telling becomes much easier. It's just that we've often been avoiding it for so long. The act of speaking it out loud or writing it or even saying it quietly to ourselves can be terrifying. Your truth may be something simple like, I'm not coping, or I want a deeper connection with you, or our marriage is over, or we cannot continue to speak to each other this way, or I want to quit my job, or I don't want to stay at home with the kids anymore, or my health is suffering, or I'm scared if you don't stop drinking, you'll die, and I don't know what to do about that fear. Truth is never harsh, but it is real. And even in the example above, our marriage is over, is not necessarily the ending of anything, but it's definitely the ending of what is. Ways we think we truth tell, but really we're scared. And, you'll know if you're one of those people, and you may have even heard yourself say it, which is like, well, you know, I like to speak the truth. And yet sometimes it's harsh. And by the response that you get from what you've spoken, if you then feel the need to justify your truth or, you know, defend your position, then there's been something else in that. So ways we think we truth tell, but really actually we're fearful. And you may have also been on the receiving end of someone else's fear. So you may be able to relate either way. But when you say things like you're being an asshole, or you started this, so when it's very directed out there, we feel like, you know, it's very truthful to tell someone that they're being an asshole when we're pretty sure they are being an asshole. But actually, it's an attack, and it will only ever get a defensive response, and it doesn't actually give us anything to work with. When you try to be right and defend and or justify a position or action. So, you know, you may have done something wrong, and you may be trying to explain it or over-explain it. And it's really interesting. I read a thing once about liars and how they over-explain things. And I realized, you know, when I'm really certain, when I'm in that place of certainty with what I feel, think or believe about something, even if somebody accuses me of the exact opposite, I can stand in that, and there's sometimes nothing to say, or I can just simply say that's actually not true about me. And I can be okay with that. But if I'm not certain or solid in it in myself, I may try and defend my position or over-explain my way out of something. Another way... we can act in this is when we try to call something like our feelings or actions something else less bad. So, you know, I'm so annoyed with him right now versus I'm fucking enraged. You know, the only way you'll ever get freedom from that rage is to actually acknowledge that it exists and then you can do something about it. Or, you know, saying something like, oh, when things went funky in our marriage, or that time that, you know, that thing happened, versus being able to say, look, you know, when I had an affair, or when he cheated on me, when he had an affair. There's different ways of saying something that actually just call it what it is, and then from there you can move on. And also, sometimes we can feel like we've truth-told, but our intent isn't pure. And this can be harder to uncover, but the way that you'll know you've done this, and all of us have experienced this at some time, is that afterwards, after your bit of like, you know what I mean, I'm really going to tell them the truth, or I'm really going to, you know, blah, 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 when your intent isn't pure, when you want something from it. So for a woman, often it can be a test. You know, we're saying something to test our partner, or we're actually being quite indirect, and we can say something in that way, or it's motivated by, you know, wanting them to say something back or do the right thing. There's an expectation in it. When you walk away from that, you feel a bit ick, and you might have felt it was necessary to say that at the time, but then it just feels all off. And for some of you who I know who would be listening to this, you question yourselves all the time. And this is really, you know, this is really not to make you question yourself more. It's really to help you get really solid and certain in the way that you communicate and how you face your own truths. So the fourth pivotal step is to tell the truth. Mostly for myself, I avoided the truth with pure outright denial. I chose, which is quite an active thing to do, not to see what was in front of me. So sometimes we avoid because we don't think we're worthy. So we're just like, you know, how can I expect any more? Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes because we're ashamed of where we may have ended up. And I know for myself, there was a lot of shame in what I could see was unfolding around me at various times. Sometimes it's because we want to keep the peace. And sometimes it just feels easier than the very likely hard conversation that needs to be had. And when you don't have any tools, when you don't have the resources to have the hard conversations, they are hard. They're like really, really hard. So part of this process is to equip you with some of the tools. And then your job is to use those tools powerfully to create the life experience that you want. So I was raised in a religion where they actually called their teachings the truth. I never, not for a second, thought to question the validity of the teachings until I was much older. I didn't know how to feel into things and form my own opinion. And I didn't know how to question the beliefs of others before I formed my own. So, you know, for me, I was very externally referenced. You may be an internal referencer, meaning it has to pass through all your system within yourself. But for me, I was very externally referenced. So I didn't question them before I took them on. And once I believed things, I didn't ever think to question if it was true for me or if it was still true for me. It may have been true for me at one point, and then I might have changed what I believed about that, but I didn't question that. But when I discovered I had all the power to believe what was true for me, so to actually really question that and go, is this true for me? Is this still true for me? And that my freedom lay in my ability to face and accept what was in front of me. And then I was able to take control back over the life I was creating. So what I'd love you to do is journal on what truth about myself or this situation. So based on module 3, your point of focus. So what's the truth about myself or this situation have I not been willing to see or speak or act upon? One of the journaling activities is just to write the truth is and just complete the sentence. You can do this as many times as you like. Once might be enough. 44 times might be enough, whatever suits you. And then what is your go-to to not face the truth? So what is your go-to? It's just really good to be able to recognize this so in the future you can recognize when you're doing your thing. So do you just like straight up lie? Do you try to disguise it as something else? Do you deny it? Do you omit things? Do you just tell kind of half the information? And doing that, doing this thing, like what has it cost you in the past? And then question 3, what is something that until now you have 100% believed to be true? And this could be something about yourself or about someone else or about a situation that you could now question. And I don't mean you have to go down the path of blowing up a belief about something. But given when you give yourself this space and this opportunity to reflect, sometimes we start to question what we've been, how we've been acting or what we've been believing about a certain person or situation. So is there something? And four, because our soul's so precious, what truth does your soul want you to know about you? Enjoy exploring truth. I'll see you in lesson 5.